Welcome to Android App Addicts, episode number 307. This is the show where we talk about Android apps. It's the Friday show where we empty our tanks. That basically means any app that we had stored up that we didn't talk about yet this week, we will talk about today. And it usually ends up being well over 10 apps, easy, easy every week. So get ready for a barrage. Let me introduce the co-host and we'll get started, starting with the door-to-door geek, Steve McLaughlin from podnuts.com. What's up, Door?
Hey, Steve. Happy to say a very uneventful week. Got to get my car fixed from getting hit and ran. But everything is actually quiet and I'm a little bit afraid that, you know, something's going to go boom.
That's what happens when things are quiet.
Yeah. I mean, when they're quiet, you know, they're quiet for a reason, like something might happen.
Well, shouldn't they be quiet because you got hit and ran? And now the quiet is like, that was the peak and now you're in the valley.
They typically, you know, that was actually well over 2 weeks ago, just because of the holiday. I couldn't take the car into the shop because if I take the car into the shop, I get a rental car. They tell me for 2 days, but I don't actually get it for 2 days. I get it for a very strict 48 hours, not 49 hours, 48 hours. So I'd have to turn the car in like on a Monday and pick it up on a Wednesday. I mean, Tuesday. Yeah. Because if I turn it in on a Monday, it's going to be in the morning. If I pick it up on Wednesday, it's going to be in the afternoon. That's more than 48 hours.
Also joining us, Eric Ardini from DiniMedia.com. What's going on, Eric?
Oh, it's a long day today at work. I barely made it here for the show because it's a... But, you know, that's what you get. My kids had school late today, so I actually went into work late today, but I did have to stay late afterwards. It had nothing to do with me coming in late. It just, we had 3 meetings after work tonight, so...
No, it just balanced out by nature.
I still ended up putting in 10 and a half hours, I think.
That sucks.
So that's normal. That's okay, though. I'm not complaining. I love my job, and I'm not going to complain about hours because I knew what I was getting into.
Do you love your job?
I do.
Good. Yeah, that's good, great job, dude. That's really good. Speaking about love, let's go to hate. Dor, we wanted to talk about your hit and run because me and Eric never got the details of it, and I would like to hate whoever did that to you. So what happened with that?
Well, I'm sorry because I did say the whole story till I realized my Firefox window froze. Basically dropped the...
What OS?
I dropped my wife off at her job because we carpool. Less than 2 or 3 miles down the road is my job. In that short amount of time, a guy in a work van, unbranded, unstickered work van, was coming out of a parking lot, cutting straight across 6 lanes of highway, and halfway across, he hit me. Came to a stop immediately, looked in my rearview mirror. I saw him put his head like back in the seat and like floor it and take off. So because he hit me and all I could see was the side of his vehicle, I couldn't even get a partial tag and he just took off.
Oh, you didn't take off after him?
I did think of vigilanteism, but I knew I had to literally go up 300 plus feet before I had a chance to turn around and, you know, I didn't want to do that.
Wow. Dude. When you said hit and run, I just assumed like it was parked in a parking lot and some...
Oh no.
Came out of Target and
no.
Saw.
I'll tell you just like I told the officer. 3 lanes in this side, 3 lanes on that side. I was in the middle lane. Pickup truck was in the right lane. I was like a car and a half behind him. He pulled up to where the parking lot is and he started to slow down on the right side of him. I saw a van and I thought I saw it start to move. By the time I saw the van pop out the other side of the truck, I was in the middle lane. I saw him coming across quickly. I knew there was no one to my left or behind me. I swerved over, and because I swerved over, he didn't hit me at my passenger door or in front of that. Instead, he hit behind my back wheel. So he had as much time as I did to swerve to stop, and he didn't.
Wow.
What a douchebag.
Yeah.
Now he just took off. If anybody knows this guy, you let us know. We're not going to take that. The door is our guy. We're not going to stand for that.
What color child molesting van was it?
White.
Okay. No windows?
No windows.
Yeah, that's good. Those are the good ones.
If anybody sees a white van, I don't care where in the country, you report it to us immediately at aaa@podnuts.com. All right. Well, Dory, I hope something horrible happens to that guy. I'm sure it will.
I'm sure it will. That's why I, if this was 8 years ago, 10 years ago, you betcha, Eric, I would have ran him down. No doubt I would have ran him down. And I would have did my best to drag him out of that vehicle. But I'm a little bit more gray. There's a little bit more wisdom at this age. And I just know, me, go to work, do my thing, family man, dad, husband, worker who's been in a place for 20 years. I'm going to keep doing my thing. And whatever happens to him is going to happen to him because he's going to get his comeuppance.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I agree. It's good,
it's
man.
It's been so much better to give him his comeuppance with a pit maneuver or something, you know, corner of his van.
Well, I will say, I always tell my wife, if we were stinking rich, I would have, you know, my car insurance would cost like $30,000 a year because every chance I get, I'd run somebody off the road who deserved it.
I love that.
I don't avoid a hit, man. I was in enough demolition derbies when I was younger. I'm all for it. I'm fine. I know I can bounce off of a car just fine.
Really? That's good training. Wow.
It is kind of. It lets you know your limits.
Yeah, it's really cool. Amazing.
Well, I'll just say I didn't have a lot of faith in the Kia Spectra.
You got to know your car's limits too, yes.
I mean, if they name it after a ghost, it's probably not that sturdy. All right. I'm giving away an Android App Addicts mug, boys and girls, to a lucky podnuts.com/AAA club member. David Null is a winner of an Android App Addicts mug. David, send an email to aaa@podnuts.com. I'll send a mug out to you. That is our giveaway for the day. All right, let's get into some apps, boys. Let's start with Eric. Time to empty some tankage.
Let's empty this tank. All right, my first app I thought for sure would have been taken from the attic, but I went up in the attic, looked around everywhere I could, and I never saw this app anywhere, not even in the corners. This is an app.
The corners.
It's called Bejeweled. I used to play Bejeweled on the computer and back on the Dell Axum PDA. Is that what we called those? PDAs?
Yes.
Display of affection.
Public display.
So, yeah. But it's gotten better with age. I was really impressed with, you know, I hadn't played this game in probably 3 or 4 years at least, you know? So I kind of remembered what it was about, but I wasn't sure. I put it on my phone, and last night I was watching Johnny Loves Christy, or Jenny. Somebody Loves Jenny. Anyway, it was Jenny McCarthy's new reality TV show, and so that wasn't really had all of my
focus.
That's
a flunk for watching that, first of all.
Thank you.
You don't like Jenny McCarthy?
Not really.
No, I think she's great. I think she's really funny. Okay. Anyway. So I'm like playing this game while I'm half watching that thing, you know? And I tell you what, man, this game, they brought back good memories of playing Bejeweled, and the new animation transitions from level to level are very nice.
So this game has gotten so much better because of the level to level transitions are better.
Well, it has nothing to do with Jenny McCarthy. That didn't even need to be involved in the story.
Nope.
There are more game modes that you can pay for, which I didn't. I just did the classic. And it was a lot of, thank you, Last Child in the chat room. It was Donnie Loves Jenny. And they got married last night.
That's great. So did your daughter come around the corner and say, "Dad, why are you playing Candy Crush?" But it isn't Candy Crush. It's Bejeweled. Oh, it's a copycat of Candy Crush.
Oh, really? Is this what Candy Crush? I've never played Candy Crush.
I can just guess. I don't know.
All these games look the same to me.
Wow, you know
I've never played any.
You guys just made me flash. Here I am watching Jenny McCarthy's reality TV show playing Bejeweled last night. Wow. I think I'm going to have to go and rethink my life.
No, Eric. We love you just the way you are.
Oh, man. That's funny, Eric.
Okay. My next app.
Okay.
It's called... Are we doing rapid fire roundup like
sure,
this?
Sure. Okay. Let's do it.
All right. Watchville. This app doesn't do a lot for me, seeing how I have a smartwatch, thanks to our listeners. But if you are not into smartwatches and you're into regular watches, this is the app for you. If you like high-end watches, if you're into that kind of thing, which I never was able to do because like they always died on me. The batteries would go dead. But this tells you about all the cool new watches. Tells you,
Mont Blanc
about watches. But then it's got this other part of it, of the app, where you can sync your time of your watch down to the tenth of a second with a bunch of atomic time servers across the world. And you can also set, if your watch has the moon phase, this will give you an accurate moon phase setting for your watch.
Damn. So this thing is like a companion for a $1,000 watch, basically.
Yeah, yeah. They're like cigars and wine and watches. People are into that kind of thing sometimes.
Oh, yeah. I've seen them on billboards. Mont Blanc.
You know, I installed it and I was hoping, you know, as good looking as this app is and as good looking as the watch setting app part of it is, I was hoping it would have a widget or some kind of thing I could add to my wallpaper, desktop, home screen. There would be a really nice looking watch, you know, widget, but it didn't have that. And I was hoping, well, maybe even I could get lucky and have a watch face for my G watch, but didn't have that either.
Oh man, that's kind of a jip.
Yeah, I was just hoping.
But other than that, it's okay.
Yeah. I mean, if you're into watch news and like watches.
All right.
My next app is a game. This one is called... Once you get it installed, it's hard to find in the App Store because it shows up on your screen as just Tomato, but it's actually called Tomato Project. Let me get it the right one in the chat here. Tomato Project. Okay. So at first I had no idea what I rarely ever watch any kind of a video that tells you how to play a game or run an app. That's kind of a downer to me if I have to learn that way. I don't want to play it too much. So literally I was trying to play this game and it has to do with a little ginger girl and tomatoes being thrown at her as she's on the stage. And I felt it was just weird because I would play it for 10 seconds. She'd fall over while people are throwing tomatoes at her. None of them actually hit her or nothing like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I really didn't know what I was doing wrong. You know, I was tapping on the tomatoes, tapping on her. Nothing really mattered. So what happens is I found out that this is a game where you have to hold your device parallel with like a table so that it's flat. And what you do is you move your device, you know, back and forth and kind of roll around like this to control this.
Oh, so she was falling on her side.
Yeah, this little redheaded child has to stay in the spotlight that's on the stage.
Wow.
And you got to keep her in the spotlight.
At the same time avoiding tomatoes?
Oh, at the same time trying to get... She likes to be hit by tomatoes. You know, some chicks are into abuse, you know. But she doesn't like to be hit by blueberries. They come and you got to avoid those.
What are the white ones? Are they juggling balls?
I don't remember white ones. That might be levels up for me.
Cantaloupe.
Gameplay. Yeah, I'm thinking that you probably only want to get tomatoes. And gotcha. The other ones are probably bad, too.
Wow. What an interesting concept.
Yeah, it was different.
Very different. Nobody wants to get hit by tomatoes on stage. It's...
Right. Yeah, I wasn't sure why that... No, it does seem weird. You know, maybe you could be throwing roses at her and she would collect the roses and avoid the tomatoes.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Collect red tomatoes for extra points. Avoid the bruised and rotten tomatoes.
Oh, so they're not blueberries. They're just bruised and rotten. Gotcha.
Okay. See, just a little reading error. Just one sentence. One sentence.
No, ain't gonna do it.
All right.
Ain't gonna do it.
All right. What else
you got? My next app is a free app to install, but it's called Craftsy Classes Beta.
Craftsy.
It's by Craftsy. Craftsy. And this would be like the Udemy of craft making videos, where basically you can buy a class on knitting or, I don't know, making perhaps bent spoons or any kind of thing like this, just all kinds of different crafts. But I didn't see any free classes though, unfortunately.
Is it like a membership site or just you pay per class?
Yeah, you pay per class.
Okay.
Yeah, woodworking, photography, paper crafts, knitting, a bunch of them listed.
Are they like legit instructors, like high quality?
I got the impression that they were. Not buying it, I can't vouch for that, but it seemed just in the screenshots and kind of looking at the overall app, it seems like it is, they're well done. They do seem to be well done.
Yeah, they do.
And they're charging a premium price for some of these classes, so I would hope.
How much? 30 bucks?
Well, I just saw one that was 40.
Okay.
For Thai cooking.
Damn.
But, you know, if you learn to Thai cook well, starting up a restaurant, they're always in demand. But yeah, 20, 30 bucks around there per class.
Yeah. Oh, neat. I love like learning sites like this. I seriously think the more of these out there, the better.
Yep. Yeah. And to be honest,
yeah,
I like the idea of having a focused one towards certain types of crafts or trades or, you know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I suppose you could go on YouTube and learn how to do some kind of Thai meal, but probably not going to be nothing like this.
That's why like Udemy and Lynda.com survive, because people don't want to go through the trouble of weeding through all the crap on YouTube, I think.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Having bad audio, bad video, screaming, "Hold on, Mom! You've done it a minute!" You know, people don't want to hear that in the middle of a YouTube video.
I know. I saw that on a Sony Vegas tutorial, literally, almost just like you said, Dor.
Really?
Right. Or you don't want the first five words of a video to like floor you.
Exactly. Dor dug up a G+ post I posted almost 2 years ago where I said, this is the best first line of any YouTube video I've ever seen.
Maybe I should do it for AAA.
What?
That's what you said.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I said, maybe I'll introduce AA like that. Anyway, you have to read my G+ stream from 2 years ago to see what I'm talking about.
You got me intrigued now.
I'll tell you after the show.
Okay.
What else you got?
That's it for today.
Yeah, nice tank. Short, succinct, but succinct. Whew. Wow. That was almost like Dor trying to say Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm. No luck.
All right. Dor, what do you got for us today?
Okay, the first app I'm going to bring is directly relational to the game stick. I am having good fun with it. I still like the website droidblaster.com. It might be droidblasters.com. Really nice UI to find games that are gamepad compatible, but I also found this app. It's called Gamepad Games. I will say there's a lot more games in this list than there is on that website. I'm not sure how compatible all the games are, because quite literally there's hundreds, I'll say. They do have the paid and the free version as two different listings, which is going to make the number of things they have listed much more. They also mention stuff like emulators that support gamepad. So this is if you're running dry on what kind of games can use gamepads, then this is a good app for you to have peruse, browse, if you will, and find some other choices.
Cool, man. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Thank you. I actually had this installed. I hadn't had a chance to look at it yet.
Really?
Gotcha.
What else you got?
I'm trying to do the game stick thing. I've got it set up. I got it rooted and ROM'd, which, like Dor said somewhere else, that it is easy.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be my device I take with me on the road when I travel, just to plug into the TV where I'm at.
Good idea.
Play some games.
Yeah, that's a great travel device. Can't get any lighter than that.
Well, even if I don't have Wi-Fi, you know, I can at least have some stuff stored on the SD card and just play away.
Well, that, totally. Eric, and I will say there is a way you can hold down, I believe it's the back button, hold that down for 3 to 5 seconds after it's already connected, then you tap start. You can switch the controller into what's called mouse mode.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I learned that from Adam Hammett. He's the man. The ROM OS is much better, much more responsive. And if you just connect it as a regular Bluetooth controller gamepad, you can navigate the interface and do some basic things. So you can get by with just that for certain tasks.
On the ROM, I can use that mouse mode.
Yeah, because it's a hardware thing. It built into the gamepad itself, not into the OS.
Okay, nice. I'll give a little quick report too. I have been using the Amazon Fire controller with it. Works great.
Cool. Yeah. And I'll say I experienced, Adam Hammett mentioned on the native OS, the controller would drop a lot, just drop connection for no reason. After the ROM, literally, I would say 10 plus hours of gameplay, like, you know, half an hour here, hour here, half an hour there kind of thing, I've seen maybe 2 drops on the device. So I was pretty happy about it.
You know, it's such a shame about this game stick, man. It's all software, right? That's the problem?
Yeah, completely. Well, there are more things coming out on the horizon. I will say if the game stick had more power and better software, much, much more likely to be successful. But it really was very poor execution, I believe.
Sucks.
Yeah, I think I was watching Netflix on it, and I did have one movie just freeze for some reason. I'm not sure why. But that's really, now it's really about the only issue, other than I've been using a USB mouse with it because Android works a lot better with a mouse.
What's it?
But now that I know I can do this, because I didn't have a cursor on my screen, I'll definitely like to try that.
Was it a Jenny McCarthy movie?
I was going to ask the same thing.
I was gonna ask the same thing.
As soon as you said you were saying Netflix, Jenny McCarthy popped in my head. Same thing must have happened with Dor.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't. It was, right. I don't remember.
Okay.
What it was.
Well, that's
it. Wasn't Jenny McCarthy.
I know. We'll have more opportunities.
Oh, it was Jack Ryan or one of those like that.
Jack Reacher
or the Tom Cruise one.
Jack Reacher.
One of those two.
All right.
Oh no. That was Gamepad Games, completely free. What I have next, to be honest, I can't remember if it's free or not. These names get me every time. Drunencia. Maybe.
I love that
you
song.
Crack me up. I would say Drancia or Drancia. Drancia or Drancia.
Yes, that. Exactly.
That's all right. It's by the developer's name isn't much easier.
Yeah.
Rara works.
Yeah. Basically, this is a Japanese company. Okay. This is a different kind of gameplay mechanic. Okay. Old schoolish graphics, single screen playing. What I mean by that is your screen never changes or moves. You basically get presented a screen. You go back and forth across the screen, killing people, collecting coins. You can jump up in the air, hit people with your sword, and then a boss comes. You defeat the boss, you're presented to a new place, walk back and forth, kill people, collect coins. The power-up system, the level-up system, is definitely a little bit different than any other game I've seen in close to random recent memory. A good, I'd say, fun game. Simple, very simple, completely free. The in-app purchases are to buy more coins kind of thing. So you have to be pretty, you know, desperate to pay money. It's just my belief.
Looks interesting enough. Looks fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Simple, fun. Don't need to devote a lot of brain cycles to figure out how to play it. That's what I like.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, that was called Tronchia.
I would say Drankia, Drancia, Drancia. I don't know that one.
Tronchia. I'm going to stick with Tronchia. Okay. Now what I have next is a $10 game. Okay. $9.99 called the Banner Saga. This is the kind of game, I swear, watching this video, this game looks phenomenal. The gameplay itself is not as phenomenal looking, I'll say that, but it's still good looking. This is another one of those turn-based strategy games. It's your turn. You can move a certain circumference, a certain range. You can do certain attacks, wait other people's turn, rinse, slather, repeat, or whatever. But it's really, I personally think, not fantastic, not console-type quality, but really thoughtful, in-depth graphics.
Look, they look like He-Man graphics, like the He-Man cartoon.
I'll go for that.
In the gameplay, it does. The cutscenes, not so much.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Looks cool, man.
Yeah, $10, it's a bit much, but if you love yourself some turn-based strategy, then, you know, you'll be in there like swimwear, I would say. That was called the Banner Saga. Okay, this game, okay, no, this ain't a game. I don't know what the hell this is. I beg people to go watch the video for this. It's called,
what is it?
Oh. It's called Read Me Stories Kids Books. The video has nothing to do with the app. And I'm literally meaning that, nothing whatsoever to do with the app. It's called Five Frogs and a Dog, which I'm going to guess is one of the books in there. Somebody very deranged wrote this, and it's just I cannot tell you how disturbed I was when I sat down and actually watched that.
We need to pipe this theme music right into the podcast.
It is literally horrible. Whoever did this, they need to be reprimanded. I'll
put it in, Eric. I'll put it in. It's we have to.
You do. Oh, man. The animation of this video is great.
Well, yeah. I was looking for stuff for my kids, and it sounded great. Read Me Stories Kids Books. And I'm like, what the hell am I watching? I can't stop watching it. I just literally thought I clicked the wrong thing. I literally thought I clicked the wrong thing because it made no sense.
Completely, I can't believe you brought this to the show.
Completely free app, in-app purchases. I'm never buying anything from this app. In fact, I was terrified to install the app because that video it just freaked me out. I ain't gonna lie.
So you didn't have it read one of the books to you?
No, I'm not installing this thing. Freaked me out. Okay, that was called Read Me Stories Kids Books. Okay, now to something serious. I haven't tried this yet. I literally beg for this to work with a game controller. It's called Sky Gamblers Air Supremacy.
Ooh, looks awesome.
Yeah, this to me, okay, it is from a top developer, aka Bandai Namco. Gorgeous. That's all I gotta say. Gorgeous. This, like when you first saw Afterburner in the arcade and you were blown away how that looked, this is how I reacted when I saw this game. Just really impressed at how well it looked.
There's a lot going on in here for a airplane shooting game. Wow.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Yeah, I just hope it's gamepad compatible, and I hope a lot of what you're seeing on the screen isn't as complicated as the actual gameplay is. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think once you just figure out what's going on, you'll be all right.
Right. Right. So that's, I honestly can't wait to try that.
Wow.
I came here on time.
It's a free game even?
Yeah. Well, it's Bandai Namco thingy. So yeah, completely free. Does have in-app purchases. I don't know where you might, after the third level, not be able to play anymore. I don't know. But, okay. What I have here now, it's actually a two-part app. Okay. First one is called Sound Cedar Music Player, and that is SEEDER. What this basically is, it's trying to be a Google Play replacement. It allows you to sync all of your music across all of your devices in a very quote-unquote simple fashion, I will say that. The player itself looks fine. The playlist ability looks good. There's nothing about this that then like jumps out and says, you know, you should have this app. But this is a two-part app, okay? The second one, I don't know if I put it in the chat or not, is called Sound Cedar Speaker, okay? What these two apps allow you to do is to take all of your Android devices. Hypothetically, you're like me. You have four Android devices sitting around. You can literally put one of your Android devices like in every room. On one of your devices, hit play, and it sync broadcast it on all your devices.
Really?
Yeah, so you can turn your old Android devices into basically a multi-room sound system.
That's why they're using crappy phones in the video. I could not figure it out till just now.
Yeah.
$35 tablets. I'm going to have to throw out all my radios, get rid of my... Hey, you need another FM transmitter door? I can just use this now.
Yeah, you can.
I think I'll be fine.
I wonder if you could use this with those $20 pay-as-you-go phones at Best Buy. They run Android.
Yeah, I'm sure as long as you can get Wi-Fi access to them and install an app, it should work.
So you have to play the audio through this app, though. It doesn't just take any app, any audio that's going through your device.
I don't believe so. I believe it's only through the valid audio through the player. So it could be, I'll say, a podcast, but you have to use this app to play it and not your podcasting player.
Yeah. Why do they show a screenshot from Raspberry Pi in there with a Windows freaking window on it?
I think there's desktop applications you can do this to. You don't have to have the main controlling hub from your Android device. I do believe you can have it from a computer.
That would be nice. That's exactly how I did the podcast over FM. That would be perfect then.
Dude, Eric, this might change your life.
I know. I just need to get more Android apps or Android devices now that don't have a dongle on them.
Huh. It's amazing. Now, can you control all the other devices from any device, or does it have to be one central one?
You basically have... You can install the Sound Cedar music player on all your devices as well, but you then need to have both apps on both the phones, the Sound Cedar speaker and the Sound Cedar music player. If you start on device A, playing through all your devices, you walk into room to a different room, then you pick up device B. I'm sure if you pick up the music player, pick another playlist to play or something, it will then change all the other devices.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Boy, you go to the pawn shop and get like three old Android phones real quick and cover your whole house or something.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, if you could do it with those phones at Best Buy, they're brand new little Android phones for $20. Like legit Android. And they're not bad.
Yeah.
They don't look bad.
Should work.
That's cheaper than pawn shop. Some pawn shops are a ripoff.
They are.
Most are.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. That was Sound Cedar music player and Sound Cedar speaker. Okay, now what I have here...
Free and no in-app purchases,
yeah.
Too. Wow.
Well, the Sound Cedar music player does have an in-app purchase. I don't know what it is. I couldn't tell.
Awesomeness.
Yeah, you could play 4,500 radio stations as well. It doesn't have to be local content. I forgot to mention that. Sorry.
Ooh.
Okay, this next...
I think if we had the Android App Addicts radio station.
There you go. This next app is completely different, okay? This is called Snoop Snitch. Okay, long story short, if you install this application on your phone, expect to get random phone calls and random messages, okay?
Oh,
sounds scary.
I know. Trust me, as soon as I heard that, no. But then I heard, okay. The reason you're getting random quote unquote phone calls and messages is because they're not random. This server, Snoop Snitch, will send you phone calls and text messages. And in the process, it's able to try and deduce Is your signal being snooped on? Is your signal making unnecessary hops at places it shouldn't be, kind of thing? I'll say, with great power comes great responsibility. Installing this app alone might make you a person of interest, for all I know.
I might install it just out because I want to know.
Right. Well, if you want to know, snoop, snitch away.
I just, you know, they had me at Snoop.
I thought it was going to be a Snoop Dogg app, definitely.
Yeah, me too.
Nah, I'm past the Snoop Dogg apps. Oh, okay. That was Snoop, snitch. One more app. This is another app I completely do not understand whatsoever. Okay.
All right. I liked your last one. I can't wait.
Okay. It's called Hotel My Phone Phone Share. Okay. This is what the app is supposed to be. First off, apparently, if you're a male with brown hair, you can't use this app because everyone in the picture is a blonde-haired female. But here's how it works. I have this app installed on my phone. I lose my phone, forget my phone, battery dies in my phone, whatever. I walk up to Steve and I say, hey, Steve, let me check into your phone. Wink, wink. Steve has the hotel app on his phone. He pushes, use my device. It then locks down all of his contacts, all of his phone numbers, all of his text messages, and launches a login screen where then I take the phone, I log in with my credentials, I can see my voicemails, I can see my text messages, I can reply to my text messages, I believe I can also make phone calls. And then when I'm done, quote unquote, using the device, I check out, give you the phone back, and the phone goes back with all your information. So, and then you can't see my contacts, my text messages, my phone calls, or anything else.
So weird. So
you can have a phone spoof to be another phone number like that?
For text messages, yes. For phone calls, I don't see how they can do it.
You can text and call with your regular phone number from a friend's app when you forget your phone or your battery's dead. This is like the second app that you brought that kind of blows my mind in this way.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was your... MO this week in finding these two apps, Dor?
Well, after...
Is there something going on there?
No, after finding one app that I couldn't understand with a thumb ring, my then goal was to find another app I couldn't understand without a thumb ring.
And you just threw in five frogs and a dog just for good measure, huh?
What that one just, you know, it just, it's what I thought, look, it freaked me out really bad. And I thought if I shared it with you people, it would be less freaky, it would freak me out less, but it just didn't. Yeah. I think it had the opposite effect, guys.
Oh man.
It sure did. I installed it. I can't wait to get read to tonight.
Let us know how that works out for you, Eric. Very cool, man. Good apps today, guys. Mucho apreciado. All right. Well, that's going to wrap up today's show. Again, my name's Steve Cherubino. Check out my other podcast at edmr.com. That's EDMMR. If you like electronic music, I interview like the best DJs I could find that will actually talk to me. And I ask them any question I could think of about how they make their music, how they became popular, all kinds of cool stuff. Check it out. Let me know what you think. Let's see what the guys have to say before we end off the show. Dor?
Hey, Steve, I want to thank you for your support. Eric, I want to thank you for your support. I thank everyone out there for downloading, subscribing, sharing with other people on social networks, going to iTunes when you can, do the ratings, and for all the support through podness.com/Amazon. We do our best to pay it forward, maybe.
Trying to figure out if that's the right thing to say there. Kind of.
I don't know.
We could probably do more in the paying it forward department.
Yeah.
What do you want to say to the folks?
Personally, Eric? I suppose I could, yeah.
Anything you want to say to the peeps?
Oh, yeah. Check out dinimedia.com if you're in for a real surprise when you go there. That's
I'll bet.
It's still the greatest redirect on the internet.
I was going to say, you're bluffing. All right.
I haven't been to all the redirects on the internet, but this is one. I'd say it's in the top 55.
Hey, speaking of, no, this has nothing to do with paying it forward. We would love to, guys, make Android App Addicts, you know, really step it up a notch this year. Any help you could give us, I'm talking about if you think somebody would really enjoy this show, like, or you think somebody who'd be interested in maybe sponsoring the show or be a good fit for a sponsor, let us know. We would love to have the show, you know, generate some more income for us. We could buy more toys, talk about more stuff, be a little happier. And, you know, any way you guys could help us out with the show, talk about it to your friends, tell more people to listen to it. We would really appreciate it this year. We're going to really try to ramp it up and just see if we can just take the show through the roof this year. We're definitely due for that. And we think the content's good enough. We have the best community in the world. So it's a win-win. So I don't think we could lose. Thanks, everybody, for listening to the show. We hope you enjoyed it. We're going to have a kick butt year this year. That's going to be it for Android App Addicts for this week. See you next time.